cold sweat.
So fresh, and I can still serve a brother in a minute or less. I can talk all day, but I'ma save my breath and let my nigga Mark 7 just do the rest.
I'll do the rest, but I
I won't rest. Get fresh off of any beat you suggest. High tech with the combination we prepare. Rap, Concierge behind a kick and a snare. Now check it. Marks the word, seven marks the spot. Guaranteed to keep it hot if you like it or not. MCs is ink bots with verbal hot shots. Taking the top spot with clutch and top notch.
And
like,
together we will forever be high fidelity, definitely. Switching the melody, can it be the Casanova speech therapy that heavily puts the flavor right where it should be? My words have been connected to the poets of old. The way I utilize the pen and turn ink to gold. Keep it overly creative, innovator, a soul. Now check the flavor from the fader, which my DJ holds.
Top the beat with your five chords, create tracks.
No more in your sector.
Top of the pile,
hotter than brimstone.
What's this y'all, but don't start riffing.
Partner, turn that sound up.
Get loose, tap the roof.
And together we will forever be high fidelity, definitely. Switching the melody, can it be the brothers that you rarely see? They got together for the better, whether him or me. And together we will forever be high fidelity, definitely. Switching the melody, can it be the brothers that you rarely see? They got together for the better, whether him or me.
Underground somewhere outside the city.
You better remember these incredible MCs. Our sounds invade, spread plagues just like a leprosy. Our weapons be our vocals, guaranteed to smoke you. Better think twice about stepping with knives. Never focused on ice and still coming off tight. It's like the color of night, I mean the beat is so right. Damn, soup and serve infiltrate your heart. The beat that's compliment of DJ Newmark.
And it's the fifth element, never repetitive. Highly competitive, classy and elegant. Super intelligent when telling it to ladies and gents. Never irrelevant. Now do I have to say it again?
The fifth element, never be hesitant. Totally accurate, present or past tense. We immaculate, in fact you get a whole crew back in this. Situate my 2-inch tape, will show you what we working
and
with.
And together we will forever be high fidelity, definitely. Switching the melody, can it be the way that we demonstrate? All one to twin powers we activate. I'll tear a competitor, pluck them like chicken feathers. I'm better than ever, incredible, poetical editor. Deader be better, I bet you regardless the weather. Whatever, we're clever endeavors, with me and seven repping together.
Your style is post-mortem, no decorum. Stop pouring, we exploring, you ignoring. I'm the foreman, longshoreman. And I'm sure when you touring that you whack and you boring.
This is yours, lay it on.
Watching your scene from it, if lyrics were green vomit, my vocals were clean stomachs. Addicts dream from it, with dreams and clean vomit. The fingers don't want to change, but the host don't seem to. I'm supposed to be in love with this industry's dream driven. Supreme, dream driven, the politics, dream driven. Be active, be active, be active.
Reflect upon your natural mood.
Get down,
baby. Your creative mood shall express itself.
Get down,
baby. After life and desire, there is nothing left. We're all children of the world. A hungry man in search for a hungry girl. The extreme supreme of all cannibals. The most weighty and two-faced of all animals.
Get down! Get down! Get down! Get down! Take my soul, baby.
www.killradio.org. You have hit the street, 622 Soul Street here, and I am so damn happy to be here. That was take six with I've Got Life. We had Curtis Mayfield with Get Down before that. Jurassic 5 with High Fidelity. And we started off this last set with a couple from the Godfather of Soul, James Brown. We had Get On the Good Foot. And before that, we had Cold Sweat. Oh, you've hit the street. 622 Soul Street here on Kill Radio. And I had mentioned earlier on in the program that I think a lot of this stress that's been going on in the world today, in our lives, is, I think, due to an ongoing battle against digitization. Now, follow me here for a second, okay? I think this digitization is an addiction to numbers, okay? Now, neoconservatives will throw numbers at you to make their point. And when you think about problems in this world, such as the homeless problem, such as the hunger problem, what happens on the other side is that you get a lot of numbers thrown at you. And numbers have a subjugative property these days. There are so many altruistic feelings and intentions and urges and instincts that we have in our lives that when we are confronted with suffering, when we are confronted with someone who is not as lucky as we have been, remember, there but for the grace of God go I. Whenever we run into something like that, we have to help, and we have this urge to help, a need to help, a need to reach out. And when we are confronted by numbers, then my goodness, it throws everything so out of whack, because we are not a digitized society. We are, by all intents and purposes, an analog society. We are people with passions, with loves, with dislikes, likes, preferences, joys, sorrows, pains, ecstasies that cannot be quantified by numbers. So when I say that we are and a constant war against digitization, that's exactly what I mean, because our existence day by day and closer is being defined by numbers. I'll give you an example. There's a couple of friends of mine whom I have who drive buses here in Los Angeles for the metro system. And what they have to do is they have to adhere to a schedule. Now, this schedule was not compiled by people on the street, people who are driving, people who know the vagaries and unpredictability of this city's traffic noise. This was made by a whole bunch of accountants who take a look at numbers, and they take a look at miles per gallon, and they look at passengers, and they say, okay, you know what? Let's have this bus run on this schedule. And what ends up happening is that it is a slide toward digitization, where we start looking at numbers before we look at people. And what is happening on the bus system is that we have a whole bunch of drivers who are rebelling in their own quiet way. There are some who will start their bus late, or they will allow another bus to get past them so that they can pretty much lessen their own personal stress. When you're at work, you have this passion for doing your work. If you don't have a passion, then you should not be at your work. That's the way I feel about it. You should be, if you're working at something, you should be passionate about it. And then the numbers don't matter, because you're doing what you love anyway. But if you are in the workplace, what they're constantly doing and what it is becoming again is a downward fall, a downward slide toward digitization, because you were there for a certain amount of seconds, a certain number of minutes, a number of hours in each day. And in those hours, in those minutes, in those seconds, closer and closer, depending upon your chosen profession, it's becoming more of a matter of numbers. Everything that you do or every moment of time that you spend has to be productive. And when you're working on a computer, again, closer to our downward slide toward digitization, you have computer programs right now which are recording everything that you do in an office to ensure that what you put out there or that your effort is constantly productive. If there's any downtime for any specific reason, that has to be accounted for. If you can't account for it, you answer for it. And this is causing stress. You have more and more letters going in through the post office, and there has to be a certain amount of letters that have to be processed a day, and it only mounts because our population is mounting. That adds to stress because they look at the numbers and they're trying to get away with the minimum amount of staffing available to have the most, quote, productivity. Again, numbers. And the most bang for the buck. Again, numbers. We are rebelling against those numbers. And of course, we've even coined a term which is the epitome of going against those numbers, which is going postal, which is that first sign of stress, that first sign of rebellion against digitization. And the one thing that I absolutely love about classic rhythm and blues is that there is no digitization. It is pure passion. When you listen to songs like What I Say by Ray Charles or Chain Gang by Sam Cooke, there is no digitization there. It is pure improvisation. What I Say was concocted on the spot by Ray Charles, and you can't do that with numbers. You can only do that with imagination. You can only do that with inspiration. With Chain Gang, what they did was they took a metal bar and clanged it against the microphone stand that they were that was holding the microphone that they were singing on, and that again is improvisation. It is not digitization. It is the triumph of human innovation, human genius, human spirit, whatever you want to call it. It is not digitization. And where we shine the most, where we excel the most, is when we do not quantify our efforts by numbers. That's for athletes. That's for accountants. It is not for us in our regular lives. Our regular lives are ruled, in my opinion, by passion. That's where we do our best work.